All right, guys, we'll get started. I told the team today I thought this was a hard-fought division win produced by everyone. So it belongs to everyone. That was all three phases, different guys stepping up. It was good to see some of these tight ends had their first touchdown receptions with Perkins and DJ. Same thing on the defensive side with Poole and with Jalen. So it really goes to show, you know, when I say it belongs to everybody, that's coaches and training staff, equipment staff, the personnel guys to get the right people in here for the right spots. And we knew this was going to be a hard-fought game. Carolina has the ability to rush, with their front four or pressure. That was shown today. And we knew how hard it was going to be to run the football against them. So it was great to see Tevin get, the long one there. But at the end, still comes down to the football. And so for us to finish plus two today, that was a real key to this victory. So with that, I'll open up your questions regarding the game. Well, we knew this was going to be a hard-fought game. And so when you put everything into it with one another, those kind of victories, they belong to everybody. So we wanted to make sure they all knew they were in it together. We celebrated with some of the young guys for their first touchdowns, with DJ and Perk and with Poole and Jalen for their first interception. So you can tell how close they are because they were wanting to celebrate those moments with them in this game. But division game against tough team, and that's exactly what we expected. We knew it was going to be a physical game, and it was. But at the end, like I said, having the turnovers was a real factor for us.
Coach, what did that third down, I think it was 21, and Matt being able to complete that to Tevin, and then you guys scored a touchdown. What does that say about Matt? You know, just got sacked. You guys just had 12 men.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. It was it was kind of a good finishing moment, and knowing that you're never out of the fight, and when you get a chance to get it to Free or to Tev, the run and catch is alive with them. And they're able to convert some plays even when the odds are long or that kind of stuff. So giving those guys a chance to go at it was good. But I'm not surprised by Matt. You know, when there's a play, he's able to reset and get going fast. And then it was a terrific play on the bounce for Coleman on the long touchdown run. We've been waiting on those. I know you guys have seen that too, where we were so close, or a missed tackle, or guy clipped him on the ankle. So for him to finish tonight on a long run against a very good defense, was something we were all excited for. I think a lot of things. One, I think it shows he really trusts his training and knows that his teammates here, the standard doesn't change. And I think it goes deeper than that with the personnel staff to keep finding, the right answers, the right guys, and then for the coaching staff of how to feature them. And having that balance together, I think, is an important thing. But I think that was demonstrated a few weeks ago when we didn't have for a game out on the West Coast, and what are we going to do? And we're going to do what we do. We're going to keep attacking. So it was great to see that. And I was unaware of that stat. I was unaware that we even kept that stat, to be honest with you, but it was good to find that.
The combination of Freeman and Coleman go to 200 again today seemed to just kind of wear them down, either catching it or running, like you said. How does the offense thrive around that core of the attack?
We definitely do, and that duo, they're connected too, and you can see the genuine, excitement that they have for one another when they make plays. But honestly, when either of them are in, the expectation for them, making plays, taking care of things. Like, there was some excellent protection today by Freeman, and that's been a part of his game that he's really worked hard against a very good blitzer in Davis. I think it was maybe the first play of the game I saw, Free with a good protection. So that part of his game he's really worked hard at. Both of them were disappointed they had to, put a ball on the ground last week, and that was a real part of their intent. You see how hard they ran today. Yeah, and Pat was, somebody I thought over maybe the last 6-7 weeks, his game has really increased. And that's honestly what you're looking for. Can you, take your game to a new spot, to a new level? And I think Pat totally has demonstrated that. He was, frustrated at times in his own performance early on. And he was the one that, put the extra work in, which you totally expect from Pat. It's going to be a terrific rivalry, hope for years and years and years, because they're a tough team and we are too. And knowing every time these two teams are going to clash, it's a battle. And so we're fortunate to be a part of it. It was hard fought for sure today. We knew this was going to be a physical game. Both defenses play that way. Both line of scrimmages play that way. Both teams know how to run it. So it was a battle, and we expect it to be.
Hey,
Well, today, some days that it goes that way, and other games in the run game is a real factor. We knew it was going to be, we worked a lot on our tackling this week with Stewart. He's been such an explosive runner after contact. So I don't know what the numbers would lie or where their runs and passes were, but I felt like their intent and that type of thing was on point for today. And if their plays didn't come because of the turnovers, that may have, lit up a little bit with Poole and with Collins. Yes. Yeah, sometimes we'll do that or a screen to where, that one would go. And we thought that was a safe one that we did. It looked a little longer only because the way who ran it off. But, at times the screens and the draws are on those ones for sure. We felt comfortable with the defense today. And that's where on some of the decisions to go, for, a fourth down or a punt, we elected to go that way today. Yeah, I think it goes to show how strong this brotherhood is of the team. The tight end group is in particular, Jacob was one that's been up and then he was down and Hooper had his chance. And then when Hoop went down, we're hopeful to have him back next week. But they're a very connected group and you can tell the support they have for one another. And that kind of connection where guys are going back and forth for it is very important. Yeah, when we brought him up and made him active, yesterday in the team meeting, the guys were very excited for him. He's definitely shown to be a guy with tons of grit and wants to battle. It's a hard road sometimes on the practice squad to stay in it and stay connected. But the development work that he's done post-practice, with Wade, it was insignificant. I'm looking forward to watching the tape to see how he blocked today. Yes. Yeah, I definitely do. And it's those struggles and those scars that you definitely remember. And I definitely remember that one way more than some wins. I can promise you on that. It was a very difficult day for our team. And for me personally, I know that was on my watch. And so I don't look at it last year to this year. We're a way different team in 2016 than we were in 2015. So I don't always think there's lots of carryover from one year to the next. Each season brings different, mindsets, attitude, new players. So, but yeah, for sure, for me personally, it's a game that that I haven't soon forgotten and likely won't ever.
Coach, we don't want to bother you on Christmas. What if you guys do wrap up the NFC South title? What would that mean if you did?
I think too much speculation. So we got a division game coming away. Next week, but honestly, we're pumped to get rolling, with a division game. But until that happens, we'll hold those conversations.
Thanks, guys.
One last question.
Sure.
Julio, how did you feel like he looked coming off the injury? I know there were times where he was kind of pulled out.
Yeah, I expected him to come in and come out some, so we were not surprised by that they could grab or, where it was going. But just to have him back out, his presence amongst his teammates, he was excited, and you could tell that, all the way from the start of the game. So it was important for him to learn to work through it, and he did do that today. So it was awesome to have him back out there today.